obviously everyone knows about Vernon Davis, been doing it for a long time, but also Delanie Walker. I mean, they do everything with him, fullback, tight end, line them up in the slot. They can, all their guys can kind of play everything, both those tight ends, I think. So, yeah, it can cause some problems for you, but that's why we're here. That's why there's only eight left.
AJ, do they chase backers away to kind of create more space for Colin if he holds?
I don't know. I mean, I think they definitely do a good job of getting downfield because they're so fast that regardless of who's matched up on them, they feel like they can run with anybody. But yeah, if you turn your back on this guy, on the quarterback, and don't have anyone watching him, yeah, he's going to take off and get a bunch of yards.
AJ, like, everybody's geeked up for the playoffs and stuff like that, but when football sense, when it boils down to, is the same stuff important every game?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think sitting in meetings today, just like I'm sure they would say if you asked the Niners, you know, we're ready to play. You know, we don't need any more days. We feel like, yeah, we're preparing and we're doing everything we need to and watching film and have our game plan, but I think both sides are physically, mentally ready to get on the field. You know, it's this late in the year and these games are exciting, so I'm done with all the preparation. I'm gonna do everything I need to get ready for the game, but I feel like we're ready to play.
How do you contend with the running game? I mean, they got a real big offensive line and a good back, and they're gonna pound you. Anything in particular about their particular style of running game?
I've said it before. When teams line up and try to pound the ball on you, I respect that. I like that as a football player, as an inside backer. I have a lot of respect for when a team will do that. When they're gonna line up and play and say, this is what we're doing, it's up to you to stop us. So I like that. But yeah, it presents some challenges for us. We have to come ready to play, but we haven't lost any confidence or anything since we lost them week one or anything. We still feel really good about it, and we've definitely taken some big steps since week one, but so have they. So that's why it's a good matchup.
AJ, is this a read option deal? Is that kind of, are we seeing the future of the NFL? We see these guys, we see, you know, Russell Wilson, RG3.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, everything in the league changes so rapidly, you know, the cycles of what teams are doing and size of players, the type of quarterbacks there are, whatever. But maybe, I don't know. I mean, I know teams are in the past have been reluctant to do it. They like having a drop back pass because if you're going to pay a guy $20 million a year, you don't want him running around getting banged up. So, but when you have a guy that's as good an athlete as this guy, yeah, of course, you'd be dumb not to run him a little bit. So we might be seeing a little glimpse of it, but who knows.
I'm not going to ask you to crack open the playbook, but I mean, what's the general key to stopping those kind of plays when the quarterback has the option to run?
I say it all the time, it's nothing crazy, nothing special. We need to find a way to build a wall up front and to wrap a guy like Kaepernick up. He does such a good job of making people miss. You know, he's a long guy that can stiff arm, can get the edge very quickly. So you got to find a way to take good angles and get him down and make sure you have 11 guys coming after him, because it's tough for one guy to bring him down.
In what ways is Colin different than Ponder or Webb that you've seen the last few years?
They're all unique to each other, but, I mean, I think Colin does a great job. You know, he's a true dual threat. You know, he can run the ball really well. He runs that read option. He can also, when he gets outside the pocket, he keeps his eyes downfield, looks for open receivers. But he's got a big arm, and I think he's just an all around really good quarterback that presents some issues for us as a defense. But we'll be ready.
Considering how long ago that Week 1 game was, I mean, can anything be learned from a film perspective from what happened
from
in that
game?
Especially they have a new quarterback. So
yeah, I mean, we can definitely learn stuff. You know, we watched the game. You know, teams, although it seems like so long ago, it was week one, I think the foundation of both teams are still there, our team and theirs, so we're both better teams than we were at that point, I think. But, yeah, you can always take some things and learn from it, but, you know, once the great thing about this, playoff football especially, once the game starts, you know, everything's out the window. It's whoever decided to come to play that day.
You know, they obviously have a reputation as being a physical defense, Nate Hill. Across the country, do you guys have to maybe match that, or do you? I mean, you don't want to get out away from what you're doing, I'm assuming.
They, whatever their reputation is, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, they've earned it over the last couple of years and done a great job with that. And their defense is definitely physical and has a lot of playmakers. But for us as a defense, no, I mean, we're not going to change anything. We don't have to go out of our way to do something different. We just need to come to play, because if you're not hitting on all cylinders, as we saw last year in the playoffs, you can be out of it like that.
I mean, do you think you guys can prove on Saturday that you're as physical as they are, even though reputation is aside, I suppose?
I mean, sure, yeah. We're we feel good about where we're at as a defense. We feel like we can be a very physical defense, and it's up to us to bring it to the field Sunday or Saturday, though.